Sweetest friends, we are continuing our shir in Parat Yitzchak Maimer Hey. In the previous shir, we learned some very, very profound inyanim on Baruch Shem Kavod Machos Olam Be'ed. We spoke about how Baruch Shem Kavod Machos Olam Be'ed can be greater than Shema or lesser than Shema. It can be in a higher Madrega or a lower Madrega. Most Svarim say it's a lower Madrega. The Maral says it's a higher Madrega. We said they're both true. On one hand, when you're talking about the Baruch Shem Kavod Machusol Le'olam Va'ed, as it relates to the reading of Shema as it's read with Shem Adnus, which is only a kinui, there's a duality. It's written Yudke Vavke, it's read Adnus. So the Baruch Shem is a Yerida, because this name is a name that's not going to last forever and ever. There's not so much as Pashtus, because in the future it's not going to be, you're not going to be reading the name with a kinui. So that's a Yerida. So the mouth is embarrassed to say such a thing out loud. So it says it in a low voice. In contrast to the machshava, in the world of machshava, it's a tremendous aliyah, because the shame is written yudkei vavkei, and the kavana, like the Gemara says, is yudkei vavkei, and that's the achdus of Hashem. And this shame is forever. That the name is written and thought about the same way. So as far as the machshava is concerned, the Baruch Shem is a tremendous shevach. It's going to last forever and ever. But it doesn't want to say it too loudly, the machshava, because the mouth isn't on the madrega. So because of the romus hadvarim, because of the nizgaviyut hadvarim, because it's so sublime and so elevated, we don't say it in a loud voice. And as far as the mouth is concerned, the mouth is embarrassed from the machshava, because the mouth says adnus, and that's a yerida. So therefore, when it says Baruch Shem, it's embarrassed from the machshava. Machshav is forever, and the, as far as the mouth is concerned, the Adnus is only a kinui, which is only temporary. So it says it in a whisper because it's embarrassed from the Machshav. As we discussed in the last shir, and we spoke about how thinking about Yudkei Vavkei as Hayahova V'yiyah, and saying it and it being written the same way, that's an expression of Achdus, of Bayom Ahu Yashem Echad Ushmoecha, that everything is good, everything is Atov Ameitiv, there's unity. Unlike when it's written Adnus, it's written Yud Kevavke, and it's read with Adnus. That's a lack, that's this world that the Gemara says symbolizes, where in this world we have two things. We have Hatov Ameitiv and Dain Emes, things, some things look good, some things look bad. Continues Refutner and Os Yud Ches. That's just a small summary. Vinyanush Kabbalah Salmach Shemaim. We're in the middle of the first line of Yud Ches. Kabbalah Salmach Shemaim Perushahi Hu Nikui Halev Mikol Sugei Ataromos Klape and Hagas Hashgacha B'chol Ofanim. Kabbalah Salmach Shemaim is cleaning your heart of all types of complaints against divine Hashgacha. Nikayin Zeshel Alev Efshelo B'shnei Mahalchim. The way to clean your heart of any complaints against Hashem and being mekabel olam hashamayim is possible in two ways. Mahalach echad noveh mishevach achdus. One is praising God's unity. Shushar Hashem unah she'en kan kim atov ha'meitiv greida. That you know that there's only atov ha'meitiv. But since you know that this atov ha'meitiv is only going to be lasid lavo, only lasid lavo, we're going to have just good. That's Bayom Hahu. Because Bayom HaZeh we have Shmuos Ros. So Memelu Lefi Bechinas HaYom HaZeh, as far as Yom HaZeh is concerned, the only way to clean your heart of any complaints is by believing in the Hanog of Dain Emes. V'alkein Lefi Matzeveinu Ein Shlemus Kabal Samachu Shemayim Miskayemes L'Adei Shema Greida Eladavke B'Tzeyav Baruch Shein Kavon Machsol Lombed Sheish Bo Kabal Samachu Shemayim Hanog of Dain Emes. So, Shema doesn't work alone. Shema has to go with Baruch Shem Kavod Machusol Olam Ve'ed, which is the Kabbalah Samachus Shemayim. And it's a Kabbalah Samachus Shemayim that works two ways. On one hand, it's a Baruch Shem that's alluding to the Yudkei Vavkei, that it's read Yudkei Vavkei, that it's written Yudkei Vavkei, and you're thinking Yudkei Vavkei, and that's the Shleimus HaHanaga of Hatova Ameitiv. On the other hand, you're reading it verbally, you're verbalizing it Adnus, and it's being written Yudke Vovke, which is being makabel the Malchus Shemayim of the Anhag of the Yom Hazeh of Baruch Dayan HaEmes, that you know that there's Shmuel Sroos also in this world, and there's not a unity where everything is just good. So we have to say Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'ered as Kabbalah Samachus Shemayim from both Tzadim, both from the Tzad of the future, where everything one day will be all good, Atov Ameitiv, and that's the Kavanah of Shem Havoya, together with the writing of the Shem Havoya, and that's the Kavanah Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam. The Shem is written in Yud Kavanah the same way, Yud Kei Vavke, Hayov V'yiyeh, and that's Le'olam Vod, that's Mamish Le'olam Vod. But in order to be makabel true Malchus Shemayim, we have to accept the hanhag of today, of Hayom Hazeh, as well. Not just to know that in the future everything is going to be good, but to know that today we have Shmuel's Rose, we have Dynamis. So therefore we have to say Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'ered, blessed is the name, i.e. the Kinui of Adnus, together with the writing of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, which symbolizes the duality in this world of both good and bad, of both Shmuel's Rose and Shmuel's Tovus, of Atov HaMeitim and Dynamis. So we're forced to say, we're compelled to say Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'ered. So on one hand you have the Romulus of Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'ered, with the Maharal discussed, and then you have the Hanmacha of Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'ered, that things aren't so great. The Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'ered of the Nefesh HaChayim, that it's a Yerida from Shema, because you're going down and you're saying that the shame is only a temporary shame. It's only going to be it's only going to be a kinui ba'adnus for now, but in the future it's not going to be so perfect, and that's a not so elevated Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'ered. And therefore the mouth whispers it, because the mouth is embarrassed that this Shem Kavod Malchuso is talking, as far as the mouth is concerned, is talking about the kinui of adnus. That you read Yud Kei Vav Kei as Adnus, which symbolizes an imperfect world. So we're makabel the Olmach Hashemayim on that side also. So when we say Shema and Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'ered, we have to taste both. We taste the Maharal's Hanhag of the future, of Yud Kei Vav Kei, of only good, of Dayana Emes, of the Aliyah, of the world of Machshava, where the Gemara says you have the same Kavana for the Yud Kei Vav Kei as it's written. And then you also have the Kavanah of the Nefesh HaChaim and other Sfarim, of the Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim of this world, where there are two different Anhagas. And Rav Hudner says, so there's a lot more to say about this, and it branches out, and it's very sweet, and if you learn the Maharal, you'll find a lot of depth in every single sentence of his. Look in the Nesiv HaAvoda, Perek Zayin. Mitoch HaPerek HaKodem Nomseinu LeMeidim, says Rav Hudner, is Chof. So sometimes you have the Shevach Ha'achtos that you can't say the Mekol Ram because you're just not in the right place. You can't say Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'ered out loud with your mouth, because the mouth is a Yerida. The mouth is a place where you had just said Shema and you said Ado and you didn't say Shem Havoyah. You can't then say the Baruch Shem out loud, because the mouth is embarrassed that it has to go down to the level of saying Adnus, of only saying a kinui for Shem Hashem. Aval adai nisar u'alev, but the heart is still stormy. Al etzim shevach achto shekavucham mitfila. But now we get back to the tefillah. This is where we started this year. Atay echad v'shemcha echad, hu matbea tefillah minchad shabbat. So we know that it is atay echad v'shemcha echad. And we know that Anshei Knesset Gedolah didn't say Agodol, Agibor, Vanora, because they knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Amiti. They knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was true, was emistic. So they couldn't say Gedol, Gibor, Vanora. Because if the Goyim are destroying the Beis HaMikdash, how are we praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's so great? Where's his Gvura? Where's his Gdula? Where's his Noros? When the Goyim are destroying. So the Gemara says they couldn't say Gedol Gibor Venora. So the question is, how are we koveying our tefillah the Shevach Achtus? We learn explicitly that Ato Echad is a toar of Yom Ahu. God's name is only going to be one where everything is good. That's the future. But today, there's no Achdus. Today, we see a duality of both good and bad in the world. And when they established the Nevi'im to say Gadol Gibor Noran Tefila, so that applied even when the Goyim were in the Beis Hamikdash, even when they were Mechakar in Beichala. Why? Because like the Gemara says, that's Hashem's Gvura, that He's able to hold Himself back even though the Goyim are being so evil. But there has to be some emes to what we're saying in Tefila. Hashem doesn't like people who aren't honest. So it wasn't that they said Gadol Gibor Benora because what Hashem is going to be in the future. It was even in the present He was Gadol Gibor Benora because of the restraint He showed when the Goyim were in His Beis HaMikdash. If that's the case, so we have to understand how you can say the Shevach of Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu even Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh there is no Achdus. There are also Besuras Rosh. There has to be something about Hayom Hazeh. And the answer is that even Bizman Hazeh, we have a dugma la'asid lavo of the Achdus of Hashem. And that is, Baruch Hu ki Achdutah shel Knesset Yisrael hanireit le'ineinu hihi adugma l'shlemut hanagat ha'achdut shel atid be'etzem hanagat ha'yom hazeh. The Achdus of Knesset Yisrael that we see, that's a dugma for the future of the Achdus of Hashem. V'kanenu magiyim l'shar shinu elashim at be'at tefilas mincha de Shabbos. And here we get to the root of the different lashon of mincha and Shabbos that we pointed out at the beginning. We say ata echad v'shimcha echad, a statement of fact, and then we ask a rhetorical question: umi ka'amcha Yisrael? Question. Why? Why first do we make an absolute statement and then a question? Because the heter of ata echad v'shimcha echad is rooted in the Achdus of Knesset Yisrael that we see even be Yom Hazeh. So we say, Hashem, Atah Echad, you're really one. V'shimcha Echad. And how do we know that? Because Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. A rhetorical question that it's so pasha that we see in front of our eyes. Who is like the Jewish people that they have Achdus? Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goy. You see the Jewish people have Achdus. You see, one Jew gets a pricked by a thorn in Australia, and the entire Jewish people are saying Tehillim. Umi ka'amcha Yisrael goyachavar. It's a davar hovev and ocheach. It's right in front of our eyes. So that's the raya for the future achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'ata echad b'shimcha echad. And that's how we can be koveid in tefillah, because we have a gilu even bizman hazeh, just like the God of Gibor Nor. We have a gilu bizman hazeh, even in this world, even by Yom Hazeh, we have a gilu of Norosav and Gvurosav. So too, we have a gilu bizman hazeh of the Achdus of Hashem by looking at Knesset Yisrael, the Achdus of the Jewish people. Atecha v'shimcha echad, how do we know? Because mi ka'amcha Yisrael, look at the Jewish people, look at how they're one. One day we'll see that you're one. V'chozrim anu mikan la'atchalat hadvarim shel ma'amar zeh. כי עניין ביזת מצרים היא היותה, הוא היותה דוגמה לתרוקנות כוחם של אומות העולם לתוך הוצאה הקדושה של כנסת ישראל. We said that Biz Mitzrayim, the first beginning of the first year, the previous year, we said that taking the booty from Egypt was a emptying out of the koach of the umos ha'olam into the treasure house of kedusha of Knesset Yisrael. That's what it means. We clean them out. We didn't just clean them out financially, we clean them out spiritually. And because of this, the Bizis Mitzrayim is the first revelation of the uniqueness and the specialness of Knesset Yisrael right as they were born. And since the praise of Hashem being one, unique, special, is only experienced in this world by viewing the Jewish people, if we had to wait till Achritz HaYomim, till the Kiyum HaHavtocha, Like the other Avtoch of Kini, Knizi, and Kadmoni, that Hashem promised Avraham Avinu 10 nations, not just seven nations of Eretz Canaan, but 10. There are the three nations that we haven't gotten yet. And that's going to happen L'Achris Hayamin. So why couldn't this Avtoch of Yetzir Ruchush Gadol also happen in Achris Hayam? Avraham Avinu said, no, I need to see it now. So Hashem said, I don't want the also tzaddik to say that he doesn't see it. He's going to complain, how come you were in Makayim V'Achreichen Yetzir Ruchush Gadol? Because Avraham Avinu was intent on seeing the emptying out of the Goyim's treasures into the Jewish people already in this world, not Achris Hayamim. Why? Because we need a dugma here in this world for Achris Hayamim. And that's what the Ruchush Gadol was. So it's not that Hashem was concerned, as we noted, for that he was going to not keep his promise. Of course Hashem will keep his promise. We know Hashem's going to keep his word. If not now, later. So he wasn't worried about keeping his word. That we knew what was going to happen. But he was worried what Avraham Avinu was going to say. Avraham's going to say, no, you have to keep your word now. Because now we have to see a dugma of Lasid Lavo, of all of the kochos of the Umas HaOlam going into the Otzer of Knesset Yisrael. So it's not that he's worried just that Hashem's not going to keep the promise. It's that he wants that when the Jewish people are born, as they're born, we should see the uniqueness of the Jewish people. That's their goal in this world. That's their purpose. That the treasures of the Gentiles should be emptied into their storehouse. Now we say Baruch Shem Kavod Machosol Olam Ve'ed in Kriya Shema. There's a Chiddush on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur we say it out loud. And based on our derech in this Maimer, explaining the content of the Balachash of Baruch Shem Kavod Machosol Olam Ve'ed the rest of the year, we say with great fear that the truth of the matter is that the Kol Ram on Yom Kippur evolves from the general content of this maimer. Look at the lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur. Umaskir es Hashem b'chol vidui miyam shalosh pamim. You mention Hashem in each vidui. Say it three times. Ukshunos enes agorol asar achatas or Hashem chatas. When you put the goral on the asar achatas, you say it Hashem chatas. And it turns out altogether, with all the viduis and everything else, you're saying the Hashem 10 times. And all of them you say as it's written, the Shem HaMefurish of Yudkei Vovke. With the Mona Rambam, it's Mispar Pom She Koin Gadol Maskir, it's Hashem B'Yom Zeh. From the fact that the Rambam enumerates the number of times the Koin Gadol mentions the Shem, we see from here that the mentioning of the Shem HaMefurish of the Koin Gadol Yom Kippur is not just the inyan also avoda, that whatever avoda he happens to be doing requires the Shem HaMefurish. No, it's a din kedushas hayom, and clothing is kedushas hayom. The Rambam says we have a general mention 10 times altogether on Yom Kippur. We mention the Shem HaMefurish. So you see, it's not just germane to that specific avoda. There's something about the kedushas hayom of Yom Kippur that requires the askaras Hashem. The kedushas hayom of Yom Kippur requires the askaras Hashem 10 times. The kedusha of the Shem HaMefurish tvuahi b'tzumah Yom Kippur. The kedusha of the Shem HaMefurish is embedded in the essence of Yom Kippur. V'atem l'ma shelamadu b'mamar zeh harezu tzurut d'shmaitzeh. Based on what we learned in this maimer, this is what the sig is all about. The hashmaat Shem HaMefurash u'baruch Shem kvod ma'achuto le'olam v'ed b'kol ram heim b'geder ha'ba talia. That mentioning, saying the Shem HaMefurish and Baruch Shem out loud are dependent on each other, codependent. V'hainu time at the makom, v'hainu time at the zman. And the reason is the place, and the reason is the time. And then Rav Futner sends us to the Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer. That says the Pirkei de Eliezer, brought by the Gos Maimonios in the first parak of Hilchos Kriya Shema. Either the Pirkei de Eliezer be Yom Kippur b'Shem Mikim Kam Alachem Omer So Befer Hesya. That since we're clean like the angels, we say publicly So as we elevate ourselves to a higher madrega, the madrega of the malachim, and we're in the world of machshava, and in the world of machshava, we can say it out loud. There it's the world of achdus, of atov ha'ametiv. That's what I'm understanding Rav Futner saying. So Mela and Yom Kippur, when we reach this high madrega, when everything is good and everything is pure, all we have to do is be makabel malchus shamayim in this world of purity, of pure goodness, where the Yud Kei Vav Kei is both said as it's written, and it's also thought as it's written. There's no hanhag at all in Yom Kippur of kinui, of shem adnas, of duality, of bad things. On Yom Kippur there's no satan. The satan takes a day off. Hasatan's gematria 364. On Yom Kippur is the day off. There's no ra on Yom Kippur. So Mela on Yom Kippur, we can say the Baruch Shem out loud, and there's nothing to be embarrassed about. The Machshava doesn't have to be embarrassed from the Dibur, and the Dibur doesn't have to be embarrassed from the Machshava, because even in the world of Dibur, the Kohen Gadol is saying it as it's written, Kiksivasa. So Mela, that's the day, that's the place, the Beis HaMikdash, where everything is good, like we say in Tehillim, where David HaMelech complains about the ra in the world, and then he says, "Atcha'avol mekdashi kel." I forget the exact lashonos of the lashon of the psukim there. I get my Tehillim, Perakayin Gimel, Mizmor Lasav Achtov LiYisrael Kim Levari Levav. God is good to the Jewish people. He's good to those of pure heart. Vani kimat natayu aglai ka'ayin shubchu ashurai, and I almost fell. I almost tripped over. Ki kinesi baholim shalom rishayim ere. I looked at the holim. I looked at the evildoers, and I saw their peace. Kein chatzubos lemosam uvari ulam, because they have no yisurim that show that they're going to die soon. Uvari ulam, they're mamish healthy like a citadel. Ba'amal enoshe enemo v'imadam lo yinugau. With the toil of other people is not their portion, and they don't have the troubles of others. David HaMelech is saying, why is it so good for them? And he goes on, Hine'ela rishayim v'shavei olam hizku chayil. Look at those rishayim, they have so much money, they have cars, they're traveling first class. And ve'eino gua kol yom v'tochalti l'bukaram, I'm a good guy, and look at how much I suffer. But then David HaMelech says, Ad avo al mikdashei el, avina l'acharisam. When I come to the Beis HaMikdash, then I understand the gemul of the Rishayim. Ach b'chalokos toshis lama v'paltum l'mashuos. That they're going to go to this slippery slope. You stood them on the slippery slope, because they're going to fall to a place of destruction. Everything turned to desolation in a moment. It disappeared. It's like a dream that goes away after you wake up. Hashem in Yerushalayim is going to disgrace their image. So you see that you go to the Beis HaMikdash and everything becomes clear. So here you have in the Beis HaMikdash and also on Yom Kippur that around this tremendous Madrega. So here there's only one Hanhaga. There's the Hanhaga of Tov. There's the Hanhaga of Yud Kei Vav Kei as it's said, and as the Kavana, and as it's written. Everything comes together to a complete unity. And therefore on Yom Kippur there's a special din in Kedushas Yom of Yom Kippur that we should say Shema Meforish 10 times. And also, like it says in the Gemara, we should answer Baruch Shem Kavod Machos Olam Ved, but not the Baruch Shem Kavod Machos Olam Ved of Belachash, that also has the tzad of Ra, of Dayana Emes, but B'kol Ram, nothing to be embarrassed about, the highest level of Baruch Shem, where everything is good, the level of the Maharal was talking about, where everything is pure, where the shame, this name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, as it's written, as it's read, and as it's thought, is going to be eternal when we see in the future that God's name is one, when we see the complete Achdus. So this is how I understand what Rav Futner is saying,
And then he says to look insulting, daf mem amid beis, tosas dibur masvul chol kach lama. That's very shaykh to what we're saying. And Futner continues in this mimer. We will call it here. And wish everybody a wonderful day. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shmuel Malik, Kol Mishal, Sleep Tom Tova, Amen, Amen. Shalom, Shalom, sweetest friends.